Funding the Ukrainian fight against Russia using cryptocurrency. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. War is not only costly in terms of lives lost and families uprooted, but it also just costs. Feeding soldiers, military equipment and ammunition, supporting displaced people. That's one of the reasons the U.S. and Ukraine's allies are imposing economic sanctions on Russia to cut off funds for war. But it's costing Ukraine as well. Last Saturday, Ukrainian leaders tweeted that the country was accepting donations in the form of cryptocurrency to support its military defense against Russia. As of today, the country has amassed at least $42 million in cryptocurrency, according to the research firm Elliptic. Marketplace's Savannah Maher reports.
The Ukrainian government's appeal for direct donations is unusual, says economist Ishwar Prasad with the Brookings Institution.
It's certainly not common for a government to crowdfund.
What isn't surprising, Prasad says, is that Kyiv is turning to cryptocurrencies.
Ukraine has been at the forefront of the development of many aspects of cryptocurrencies.
He says Ukraine conducts a lot of trade using crypto and recently passed a law legalizing and regulating its use within the country.
So I suppose it's a natural extension that at a time like this, they would use any possible means to raise financing, including through cryptocurrencies.
Prasad says there are advantages to raising money this way. Unlike traditional aid from other nations or NGOs, deposits into the country's crypto wallets can be spent quickly and without restrictions. That can be appealing to donors too, says Marav Zair, a blockchain expert at Rutgers Business School.
I think from a donor perspective, it's instant. You know, if you really want to help people right away, then you can do it.
And there's another advantage for those who might fear retaliation from, say, the Russian government.
If the donor wants to stay anonymous, then that is a perfect way to do that.
Zair says crypto crowdfunding could play a major role in the future of foreign aid, something William Luther at Florida Atlantic University says we should keep an eye on, because the same lack of restrictions that allows donations to be spent quickly can also lead to ethical concerns.
You're relinquishing ownership to those funds, and the recipient can use them however they please. That means that the recipient might use those funds in ways that you don't actually approve of.
He says if Ukraine can solicit anonymous donations to fund its military operations with no strings attached,
then so too can Russia.
Or any other government.
That's Marketplace's Savannah Maher. For the latest tally on how much the Ukrainian government has raised from its crypto call-out, Elliptic is tracking that and some of the sources of the largest donations. We'll have a link on our website, marketplacetech.org. And the Ukrainian government expanded the list of the types of crypto it will take. CNBC reports the Ukrainians are now accepting Dogecoin as well, and we'll link to that story. Like Savannah said, Russia could also raise funds via crypto, and as Vice reports, that has some U.S. senators worried Russia will use cryptocurrencies in its attempts to evade sanctions. Senators including Elizabeth Warren, Mark Warner, Sherrod Brown, and Jack Reed sent a letter to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Wednesday, asking if Treasury has the tools it needs to catch such behavior. Now, before we go, we'd like your help with some stories that we're working on related to credit scores. You know, the numbers calculated by an algorithm that can affect major aspects of your financial life. We want to hear your stories about your numbers, how you got them, how you feel about them, and what you want to know about what goes into them. You can email us at mptech@marketplace.org or go to marketplace.org/thescore. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.